Before we start the lesson this morning, let's just all pray. Getting some technical help here, so let's just all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, Lord Jesus. Lord, we're able to come in your house, Lord, and gather with those of like precious faith. And Father, we just pray that you meet with us this morning, Lord. Touch each need, Lord, each life. Lord, give us what we have need of this morning. Lord, as we look into your word, we just pray that you just come speak to us, Lord. Give us the words that we need. And Lord, we just thank you for all your blessings on us, Lord. Thank you for touching Brother Wade and bringing him back, Lord. Just continue to touch him, his body. Lord Jesus, we know the devil's a liar, but you are the healer. And Lord, we claim that this morning. And we know that he's already healed by your stripes. He's already healed. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you for all your blessings on us. Lord, we're just so grateful this morning. As we look unto you, Lord Jesus, we just pray you come speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't see it up here. Brother Anderson. This morning I want to speak on a little thought called The Fight Is On. And 1 Peter 5. Verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Is that one right there, brother? Oh. The man of many talents. That's all right. So this morning, Brother Brown, in the message, Wisdom Versus Faith, he was speaking. He says, all you soldiers, he said, get your sword now. He said, we're going to declare war on the enemy. He said, we used to sing the song. You've heard the song, the fight is on. O Christian soldier, face to face in stern array. He said, armor's gleaming and color streaming, right and wrong is engaged today. The fight is on, but be not weary. Hold strong, and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner over us, we'll sing the victor song at last. And I was looking at the word fight. There we go. Can we bring that up? See if that comes up. Hey, praise the Lord. I'm getting there one of these days. I'm slowly. Brother Anderson's dragging me. We're finally. He keeps asking me if I'm ever going to use this thing. Well, I'm slowly getting there. But I want to look at a few definitions this morning. But fight means to engage in a war or a battle. It also means a vigorous struggle or campaign for or against something. And the word struggle means to make a forceful or violent efforts to get free of restraint or constriction. So you're struggling to get free of something. But fight also means to endeavor. The word endeavor says it's an earnest or industrious effort, especially when sustained over a period of time. You know, when you fight, the victory doesn't come instant. You know, it's a struggle. It's a fight. You're in a battle, and you got to continue to fight. And you know, as you get into this fight, you know, you start fighting. Well, the enemy, as we see in the Middle East, you start a campaign. Well, the enemy raises up to meet your standard, your challenge, your efforts. Well, then the next thing you know, you got to increase your efforts also. Because the enemy, he's coming to stop whatever efforts you have. And so you got to continue to be more vigilant. You've got to continue to press the battle. And whatever the efforts is, you've got to increase it more. Because you've got to keep trying to overcome what the enemy is trying to do. Because he's coming at you. So you've got to continue to fight even more. And it says, keeping careful watch for possible dangers or difficulties. And, you know, as we will see here in a little bit, I was listening to a man the other day, and he kept using the word vigilant, be vigilant, be vigilant. And it just stuck to me, be vigilant. Because when you get into this battle, you've always got to be looking out to see, because, you know, we put our best efforts forth sometimes, but the problem is sometimes we don't recognize the Satan, as Brother Bram said, to overcome is to recognize Satan in all of his tactics. Well, the problem is sometimes we've got a blind eye to some of his tactics. And so that's the word you need to keep. You say, Lord, I need to see these things. So you're asking the Lord to show you these things, because the problem is to be vigilant in all of these things, because sometimes we overlook certain things, and that's where the Satan is going to have his attack. Because he's very sneaky, very shrewd, as Brother Adam was talking about. You know, he has studied these things, studied humans for many years. He knows all about us. He knows exactly all about your character. He knows your life. He knows all the things that you've been through in your life. He knows your insecurities and everything, and he knows how to attack you. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. But we have to be more vigilant. And Brother Brandon was speaking here in the message, letting off the pressure. And he was speaking of coming to this man. You know, when in the Old Testament, when they came and they were under a death sentence, the man, he had to run to one of the cities of refuge. There was only one place he could go, was into that city of refuge. And, you know, he had to go. And so he was saying, when you get to that place, that's what a man has got to want to do, is get to that place of refuge. Because that's the only place that he's safe and secure, is in that city, that place of refuge. And Brother Branham says, he said, if you think you want to fight your own battles, go ahead. But you're sure going to be caught by your pursuers. But someday it's going to find you. So the first thing that you have to do, if the fight is on, as he was saying, is you got to be in Christ. There's only one place of refuge. There's only one place of security, and that's in Christ. And if you're going, because, you know, we can do our best efforts, but sometimes the whole thing that we've got to do is make sure that we're in Christ, that we have all of our confidence in Christ. We have everything laid in Christ, because if we don't have everything turned over to him, then you know what? We're going to lose. Because there's only one victor, and that is Jesus Christ. He's the one, and he's the one that's made us more than conquerors, but it's only through him that we'll overcome. And so you've got to put all your confidence in him. You've got to put all your trust in him. And so that's the first thing you've got to do, is be in that city of refuge. And have we run to the city of refuge, and then we can take off, as Brother Ram said, you can let off the pressure, because you know where you're standing. Right. You're in the right place. And this is from the message, Perseverance. Brother Branham was speaking about the man. See, you're always going to have to fight the devil. He's always coming. He's always looking for you. As the scripture we read this morning, he said, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So he's always on the prowl. He's always on the attack. He's always studying. But he says, see, but he was talking about that man. Even Brother Bram tells the story about the man, and even talks about it himself. You know, where the devil comes, and he says, when has the devil comes and attacks, and he says, you know, the devil kept saying boo, and he kept getting smaller. He kept shrinking, and he was backing away until he realized he could say the same thing. When he realized that he had faith, that he said, I know I could fight him. I had to fight him after a while. I said, looked around, I thought, well, what? I found the word of God. Said, I rolled it in my hand, and the devil said, boo, and I said, boo back. And I said, when I said boo back, every time I said boo, he got smaller and I got bigger. Amen. He said, that's it. He said, we've got to fight him sooner or later. So what because you listen to things, what the devil has to say, what the devil puts out, and it's whether you believe it or not. But lots of times we take what the devil says. We take what the doctor says. We take what everybody says. But you know what? It's not what God says.
Right.
You know, there's many times that people have, you know, they've had to go and face court cases. They've been sued. They've had different things happen to them. And it's like, there's no way this is going to work out. And it's like, I don't have the money to fight this. I don't have the lawyer. They've got all the lawyers. They've got all the law.
Right.
You know, everything looks like it's a slam dunk case. It's open and shut, you know, and everything's against me. It's like, I can't make it. But you know what? They put their trust in God.
Right. Amen.
And then it's like, it doesn't look like there's a way to be made. But you know what? He makes a way when there's no way. There's people that's come out of court cases that they should have lost everything and they didn't.
Right.
Why? Because God's on their side.
Right.
It's not like they always say, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Amen.
He said, you got to fight him sooner or later, so you might as well start right now. He said, there's only one thing he's afraid of, is that blood and that word. Faith holds it, it's strong, marches on. See, the scripture tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. See, what's he afraid of? He doesn't want you to confess the word. He doesn't want you to claim the blood. But I'm under the blood, so you know what? I'm protected.
Amen.
I can't be touched. Why? Because that's my protection. That is mine. That's my gift. That's my inheritance.
Right.
So I've claimed what's mine. So now I don't have to worry about it because I'm protected.
Right.
And the only thing I've got to do is I've got to stand behind that. And as long as I'm fortified behind the word, then the only thing that can come toward me is what God allows.
Right.
But I'm fortified behind the word. So I've got, I know where I'm standing. And if the devil comes and things come our way and we wonder why, God allows these things come our way to try us, to prove us.
Amen.
So, well, Lord, if you think I'm able to stand this trial, then you know what? I'm able to stand this trial.
Right.
Then everybody, instead of standing up as, you know, many times we have people and, you know, I have people I work with sometimes, and you know, it's they always like, well, you know, why this and why that? And it's like, well, sometimes the problem is we forget that the scripture tells us, in everything give thanks.
Right. Yes.
When things are going good, we want to give thanks to God, but we don't want to thank God when things look bad. And it's like, well, why, you know, if everything is just falling apart, and it's like, well, you know what? Maybe the Lord's trying you. Maybe this is a test of your faith.
That's right.
Maybe this is a test of your temperance. Maybe this is a test of your patience.
Amen.
Maybe these are the things that you need to go through because God needs to show you that, you know what, you're not where you need to be. But if you're not tested, if you're not tried, if you're not put through these things, how are you ever going to grow? You know, it's just like, you know, like your kids, you know, you have so many people that, you know, they just baby their kids, even when they start growing up, and, you know, they keep going through these same things over and over. And, you know, it's like, you know, they never able to stand on their own. You know, just like the little story about the lady said that her son said, well, Mama, when I grow up, said, I'm going to help you pay these bills, and I'm going to help do some work around the house, and I'm going to help do this, and I'm going to help do that. And she said, my heart just got so lighted because he's going to be 32 next month. And, you know, and you look at things like that, and it's like, well, you know, that's way, way past the time that, you know, because way, way before that, they should have had a special intervention for that person.
Right.
You shouldn't have to be that old and not be able to take care of things.
Right.
Exactly.
But you see people that, you know, but it's just like, well, I just want to help them. I just want to help them. But, you know, the more you try to help them, and I think it was Brother Manuel. Was it Wednesday night? Brother Manuel was talking about, you can't help them get out of the cocoon. Nope. You can't help them get out of the egg. You can't, we just want to help them. Well, you're doing more damage than help.
That's right.
It's like you got to let them work their way out.
Right.
It's like, because they're in that cocoon, they're in that shell, that whatever the situation is, you need to let them work themselves out of that.
Right.
But everybody's like, well, we just want to rush in and help them. It's like, no. You know, it's just like trying to teach them how to walk. You got to put them on their feet, make them stand up. You're going to have to learn how to walk. And then, you know, you encourage them, but you got to make, you know, if their feet never touch the floor, they ain't never going to learn how to walk.
Right.
And it's just like, you know, Adam trying to learn how to ride a bicycle. You know, he's so afraid he's going to wreck the bicycle. He's so afraid he's going to hurt himself. It's like, listen, you got to commit to this. You got to get on that bicycle, start pedaling. And, you know, it's just, you got, if you never do that, you'll never learn how to ride a bike.
Right. Right.
You know, it's just like, you know, the bike's not going to just magically stay up on its own. You're going to have to learn how to do that. But, you know, if you never try, if you're just like, well, I'm going to keep my feet on the ground. Well, you know what? You're never going to learn. You can just ride along, but sometimes you got to commit to this thing,
right,
and just determine, hey, I'm going to go forward. And it's the same way you got to commit to this thing, and you got to go, you got to get moving. And if you just do that, then you'll see something take place. So what, you're going to wreck? So what if you get a skint knee? You know what? You get back on it and you keep going.
Right.
So what if you hit the fence? You get back up. You know, one of my favorite stories is Richard riding a bicycle, going down through the backyard trying to learn. He hit one of the clothesline poles and done 180 degrees. He was going one direction. It caught the pedal, spun him around, and shot him out, and he was going the opposite direction. But, you know, it was so funny because Richard just standing there, and his eyes are this big, and he's just there pedaling. And finally, the shock hits him, and then he finally just falls over. But you know what? You go through things like that, but you know what? You get back on the bicycle. You don't just say, well, you know what? I wrecked the bicycle. You know, I got hurt. No, you get back on and you keep going.
Right.
And it's the same thing. You got to stay at constant, consistent. So we never stop. We just got to keep going, keep moving forward.
Right.
So here Brother Bram's talking about being a soldier. If you're a soldier, he said, the first thing you got to learn how to do is study the enemy. You got to know what his tactics are, what his next move is. He said, you know how to meet him. He said, the thing that'll overcome him. So the things that you understand in life, the things that you go through, you got to understand your enemy. You got to understand your adversary.
Right.
And in the situations that you go through and the things that happen, then you got to know what you need to do to overcome. What is it that you're going to have to learn to overcome him? Here's Brother Branham. This is from Satan's Eden. He said, but I thought I would try to bring something to your mind with these scriptures I got written here that would enlighten you, to know, make you a better soldier in the field that you're fighting in now, to learn the tactics of the enemy so that you can block everything before it gets to you. See, that's the main thing, is to learn to keep the punches off of you as much as you can.
Right.
Because like Brother Ram said, you know, hey, we've got one punch coming to us. He's got that one punch. But see, if you study the enemy, then you'll know how to keep those punches off of you. You know, Brother Donnie and different ones will tell you that, you know, if you get into boxing or fighting or anything like that, It's not all about learning how to throw punches and make contact. The most important thing is learn defense. There's a lot of great fighters in the world, and the best thing about them was they were defensive minded. You know, like Muhammad Ali. You know, he was just somebody. He would just get in the ring, and a lot of people would throw punches, but you know, he learned how to block. And then the only thing he would do is he just kept talking to them. He would just talk to them. Well, you know, that would just, you know, just like, well, you're not wearing him down. It's like, but he keeps talking. He just kept talking and talking. He just got inside their mind. Well, you know, they get tired. Well, after a while, they just keep laboring. It's like, you're not hurting me. You're not hurting me. You're just wearing yourself out. You need to stop, you know. You just keep talking to them. And all of a sudden, they got that time. They get wore down. They lose their defense. They're not paying attention. They're not as vigilant as... And all of a sudden, knockout. Well, see, it's the same way with you and I. Learn our defense. What's the word? What's the word say? We get behind the word of God. We defend ourselves. And we get in that thing. We keep throwing. He keeps throwing punches. But you know what? The Bible says that, you know, he's my strong tower. He's my adversary. And he's my overcomer. He's my shield. He's my buckler. Everything that I have need of, he's my healer. He's my God. He's my advocate. Whatever I have need of, he's that for me. So you know what? I'm standing behind it. And no matter how many punches the devil throws at me, you know what? I'm going to go back to the word. And the word says that he is my protection. He is my righteousness. So whatever I have need of, I'm standing behind that. The devil's throwing punches. Well, you know what? I'm standing behind that, and I'm protecting myself. Because it's when we get behind, when we get from behind that, and we start listening to what the devil says, and the first thing that happens is we get in a low place, we get into a certain position, and the first thing we do, as Brother Jewel Forney always used to say, we start talking the devil's language. We start listening to what the devil has to say. And as soon as we start listening, we start agreeing with the devil. It's like, well, we stopped to listen to what the devil had to say. You're on the devil's ground then. You're allowing the devil's to get in. But you know what? He says, but what we need tonight as soldiers to possess every divine promise of this Bible that God promised to the church, the whole armor of God, and to stand. It's what we need, soldiers. So we need soldiers to stand behind that. And he was talking, Brother Rams, here in the message, trumpet gives uncertain sound. And you know, he was talking about the different people, the spies, you know, different countries send out spies. They're spying on each other and everybody's looking to see what's going on. But you know, everybody's looking to see what kind of advantage they can get and all those things. Why? Because you got to be vigilant. You got to stay on top of all these things. He said, but there is one fight that you can get into and gain ground that can never be taken away. That's the gospel sound of the trumpet of God's word has possessed the gifts and promises that he gave to the church. So that's where we have to get into. We got to get into the word of God because that's going to bring us to the place that we need. He said, every nation tries to arm their boys with the very best of defense that they can have. Now, I know sometimes these armors are not easy to pack. And he tells a little story about the little fella carrying a 90-pound pack and going through all the struggles. And he's like, you know, why do I need all these things? Why do I need all these things? Because somebody's went ahead of you. Somebody's went ahead and they know. And he says, the government's not going to issue no thing unless you know that you know they know you're going to have to use it. You must train for that. They find the best things that they can find to protect you with because they're interested in the nation. They're interested in you being fortified the best that you can away from the bullets. And so when a country and a nation goes through all these things, see, they're trying to find the best to protect you with. And he was talking about, you know, they keep trying to make improvements. They're all the time trying to find the best. But he said, you know what? God don't have to improve. What God gave you the first time is the best. And everything he gave you, he knew that you were going to need.
That's right.
He said God gave his children, his soldiers, the very best that he that could be given them. When he gave them, what did he give them? He gave them his word at the Garden of Eden, and man was to fortify himself behind the word of God, and no devil can get him. Stay in the word. So everything that you have need of is in the word of God. And all you got to do is continue to fight and stay fortified behind that. So if you just stay right there with it, then you'll have everything that you have need of. And one of the things that I was listening to this man, and one of the things that came to my mind while he was talking about being vigilant, and he was talking about staying behind these things, and the man that was speaking of this, when I was listening, he was speaking of a shepherd. Like the shepherd in the Bible, the good shepherd. And here in John 10, Jesus says, I am the door. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go out in and out and find pasture. He said, the thief cometh not but for to kill and to steal, for to steal and to kill and destroy. He said, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. He said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. He said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I, the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And one of the things this man was talking about being vigilant. You know, I had never seen when he was speaking of this, I never really seen the connection between a soldier and the shepherd. But you know, when he was talking about being vigilant and fighting, I never really put those two together, that the connection between those two, about seeing that. But you know, that's the way the shepherd was. You know, he's all the time on the look. He's all the time out there looking, because he always knows that the flock's under attack. Right. They're always going to be under attack. Right. But, you know, he's all the time looking vigilant.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, he's always got to be ready. And, you know, when the attack takes place, as he was saying, the hireling might run off. Right. It's like, well, this is too much. But you know what? The shepherd, he said the shepherd will give his life for the sheep. So when the attack takes place, wherever it's at, then you know what? He goes out there and he protects the flock with his life. And it doesn't matter how great the attack is or what takes place, he's still fighting the whole time. And it's just like, you know, as you see, he said, I am the door. We'll have the musicians come. We're about done. But, you know, he was talking about, I am the door. Well, you know, he laid down in the door of the sheepfold, where the sheep are, and he said none of the sheep can get out, and none of the wolves, or nobody, no harm can come to them, because they have to come through me. And he said, I am the good shepherd, and thank God we have a good shepherd that watches over us. Amen. That protects us, that's always on the guard, watching over us. And see, then God give us a shepherd. We have the great shepherd. But then every person ought to have a shepherd, a pastor,
right,
that God works through, that does the same thing, that's watching over us. Because you know what? The fight is real. The fight is on. But thank God we have somebody that's standing there watching us, protecting us. That no matter what comes our way, we can fight. And I want to finish with this. You know, You've got to fight. But I was listening to this lady. She was talking. She was a young mother, and she had been diagnosed with cancer, very serious case, and she had some young children, and she was going through all this, and she went to see the oncologist, and while she was talking to the doctor, you know, she wanted to know what survival rates and all these type things and all of the things that we want to know about. And it's like, but the doctor told her two things. Number one, you ain't got an expiration date. We don't know what your expiration date is. We can't tell you how long you're going to live. We don't, our test can tell many things, but we can't tell you that. But the one thing I can tell you is you got to fight.
Right.
No matter what the tests say, how many people survive 5 years, whatever, the main thing for you to do is fight.
Amen.
You got to be the one that if nobody else makes it, you've got to be that one. There's somebody that has outlived the expectation.
Amen.
Now you could, we know how many thousands of people that's had this situation, that's faced this. We know how many people didn't make it past 3 months. We know how many people that's lasted a year. We know how many people that survived 5 years. But the thing is you don't need to look at that.
Right.
You need to have confidence and fight
that
you're going to beat this thing.
Amen.
And it's the same way with you and I. We look in the Word of God. It's like no matter how many people fall, no matter how many problems come, whatever the situation is, no matter how bleak it looks, the thing is what God's Word says. And if God's Word says you're an overcomer, you overcome.
Right.
Because, you know, when the Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace, they said our God is more than able, but if he don't deliver us, we're still not going to bow.
Right.
But you know what? Their testimony is what brought them out.
Right.
That's the same thing this morning. Fight. Don't give up the fight.
Right.
Amen. God bless you this morning.